Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Get us on the free Odyssey app. Watch us live on YouTube as we head down to the great state of Florida, where our man Tony Bruno is standing by for his weekly appearance, ready for baseball action. Hello, Tony Bruno.
There's the doo-doo to Mickey Morandini. Swing it and drive, watch that, baby. That ball is wet because it's going to rain on opening day at Citizens Bank Park. Luckily, they have the off day Friday, so I haven't checked the latest weather. What are they saying? Because I heard, you know, there's a storm coming up the coast, and it's supposed to be there tomorrow, right? So the likelihood, from what I've read earlier this week, is that they may have to postpone till Friday. But I don't know. You guys are live, local, and late breaking. My Doppler went down last night.
And, I had
to call my doctor. Whenever your Doppler goes down, you got to call your doctor.
Oh, yeah. But, or get Blue Chew.
Yeah.
I'm getting a call into Karine Jean-Pierre said she would do an interview with me, only if I did the interview here on Nick Kale and Company. And I don't think she picked up the phone yet.
Try no, calling she hasn't. Back here. She's actually going to.
I would refer you to the White House Counsel.
I don't think she's picking up the phone.
I don't think she is either.
She's trying to figure out the new name for the bridge formerly known as the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Right.
Because we're going to now rebuild it with our tax dollars, even though that ship and the people who run that ship and the people who fund the ship are the ones who have insurance on the ship and whatever happens to it. So now all of a sudden we're paying for the taxpayers are paying for to rebuild that ship. And, I'm a certified Coast Guard certified. I'm not a big ship expert, but when I lived in Dockside, I would see those monster cargo ships come right up the Delaware River.
Yep.
And they are humongous. Yeah. When you realize how big and how heavy they are, and it's amazing that they get through under the bridges here in Philadelphia, they get under the Ben Franklin, the Walt Whitman. You know, I don't think they make it to the Tacony, but before then, and they could because they opened the bridge. So that this stuff happens every day as far as moving these big container ships, but that situation, so sad, and I've been over that bridge because my kids, my oldest son and my daughter live in Maryland, so I know it. Unlike Joe Biden, I didn't take a train over that bridge because there are no train tracks on that bridge. So I at least knew there were no train tracks on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. So
exactly.
What are the chances that when they rebuild it, it will still be named the Francis Scott Key Bridge?
No, Gregory named it as the George Floyd Bridge.
Well, it could be. I mean, you know, it depends. It depends on what's happening that particular time.
Exactly right. Tony Bruno live with us from Florida. So, Tony, I got to get your thoughts on this media debacle. NBC and MSNBC hire Ronna McDaniel and then effectively cancel her before she ever appears because all of the high-priced talent were in cahoots and said this is beneath us. Your thoughts on this media malpractice?
It's embarrassing. I mean, listen, you don't need me to tell you how pathetic NBC News is. I mean, remember, they're talking about election deniers. Hillary Clinton, when she lost to Trump in 2016, is still denying the election. Even though she conceded, she still is an election denier. She's still crying about it. And by the way, didn't NBC News hire her daughter and give her a contract back after she lost the 2016 election and put her on the air? This is a network that has Al Sharpton on the air, all right? So you're going to preach to people about putting on characters who have a bad, sordid past? I mean, Reverend Al has been involved as a spy for the government. You talk about fake news. This guy did floated conspiracy theories. He had people destroyed. He had lives destroyed. Tawana Broadley, the Tawana Broadley lie. Brawley, why can't I say her name? Just look at his background and tell me that he's qualified to be giving political analysis anywhere, anywhere on earth.
Yep.
This is ridiculous. I mean, and the fact that you see all these people, and If what's her face's neck gets any longer, she's going to be the new face of Toys R Us. I mean, Rachel Maddow is going to be the new Jeffrey.
She is like
gets
a giraffe.
Really angry.
She?
You see how long her neck gets?
I never thought about that. So,
her neck, it's like go gadget, go gadget, neck long.
By the way,
her neck. Seriously, I've never seen anybody with a longer neck, including former NFL defensive back. Remember the guy?
Merton Hanks.
Merton Hanks. That's
yeah.
Great. Former 49er.
Yeah, the longest
back.
Neck of all time.
Long neck.
Yep.
Merton Hanks. That's great Merton Hanks knowledge, Jake. That's why your sports and political knowledge put melded into one is what makes this show the greatest show in the history of morning radio.
Thank you, sir.
Speaking of shows that are doing very well, the Tony Bruno Show at weekdays from 3 to 6 is doing incredibly well. So when is the Tony Bruno Sports Network app going to go public, and when are you going to cash in on your shares like Trump is going to do with Truth Social?
Well, I know I've been following. I logged into NASDAQ to check this ticker this morning, so we have like traffic, weather, information, baseball, NBC News, all of these things wrapped into one segment here.
That's right.
And the at this hour, Donald Trump, the shares of Trump Media and Technology, DJT.0, up 11% in pre-market trading a day after the start. So remember, it went all the way up yesterday to like $79.38. Right now, and that's what a lot of these sharps, you know, like we're talking gambling, the sharps jumped in early.
Yep.
It went up to 79.38. It's now at 64.37 per.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you bought it and it got up to like almost $80 and you sold and you had like 10,000 shares, I'm not good at math. How much profit did you take if you just bought it and then dumped it a day later from 79 to 64? Let's see. That's $15 a share.
Yep.
About approximately.
Times
right?
10,000.
Times that, what's that, 15 grand?
It would be 15 grand. It's a nice little penny you turn in one day.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Then
that's what I was advising all my clients.
On that.
Yeah, I was advising all my clients that yesterday, Tone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
8.9 million signups, I guess. I'm reading there from NASDAQ, so this isn't me making stuff up. I'm actually reading from the NASDAQ site because we don't rely on fake news here. This isn't NBC News.
Yeah, what do you think this is, Jim Cramer?
Exactly
ridiculous,
right,
man.
Well, he does have sound effects. I got to give Jim Cramer this. Nobody was using drop-ins on financial shows.
It's a great point.
I mean, he uses drops like I use drops.
It's
you
true.
Know what I'm saying?
It's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
I hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah. Biden said, Jim, don't hit those things anymore, okay?
No,
keep hitting the sound effects.
Sell.
Bye. I wonder how many shares of Donald Trump's Truth Social, Nancy Pelosi and her husband have bought.
Oh,
all these insider traders in Congress, right? All these congressional people. Tommy Tuberville, the Republican guy in Alabama, he apparently bought a ton of stock and then dumped it. You think these people are not savvy when it comes to taking advantage of, and it's not even insider information, although a lot of them do have it.
Mm-hmm.
How are they such good stockbrokers?
Well,
if I'm Nancy Pelosi, I'm retiring and I'm having my own show on CNBC or Fox Business.
Exactly. I asked Nancy that question yesterday. Here was her answer.
Please don't bother me with such frivolity, okay?
Okay.
It sounds like our teeth are moving in
it
that.
It does.
They
are.
Play that again.
Does,
Those are dentures, I think, Tone. Let me check.
Please don't bother me with such frivolity, okay?
Such frivolity. Okay. Such frivolity. Okay.
This show is devolving into a high school podcast. All right, Tony, let's get it back to Trump.
Let's get it back to Trump. What about Trump?
So,
what about the guy?
Did you troll Letitia James on Twitter? Because you remember when she got the ruling and the judgment, and Judge Arthur Engamoron said, yeah, it's going to be $454 million. Remember, Letitia went to her personal Twitter feed and tweeted out the amount that Trump owes. I don't know. I think that should be flagged as community notes because now it got reduced to $175 million, which is actually a big victory for Trump earlier this week on Monday.
Hey, listen, we could follow this stuff, and it's almost comical now what's going on in the political world. I mean, now you got – I saw the clip. It was President Obama, Joe Biden, and Nancy Pelosi. Remember the three shot of them talking, and Joe was talking about bleach and all the other stuff. I mean, they're coming full tilt at Trump now. And the fact that people still, they know that Trump lies, and they know that everybody in media lies, for one party or the other, but it's mostly the one party that that gets lied about, and they're all upset about hirings and firings. And all of a sudden now, you know, they're worried about nobody's fact-checking President Obama, who says that the Obamacare is great and it's still and it's getting better than ever. And everybody that I know that has it, it's Medicaid. Because when I was, you know, when I was out of work, I didn't have any insurance, and my only option at the time was to sign up for the ACA. So I looked it up, and again, I'm single at the point. So I'm single, I'm trying to find insurance to keep me covered, and I looked at it online once I got into the website that wasn't working, and then I found out that it was going to cost me like $1,200 a month for myself. So you know what I did? I did not have any insurance for over a year until I turned eligible to start collecting Medicare. Because Medicare is what they all want for all, right? Medicaid is what Obamacare, the ACA, is. And Medicaid, I found out, they don't take new clients. They don't take new patients. So when you get one of these really expensive, high deductible insurance policies through the government, it destroyed a lot of people. They were talking about how everything was going to come down. If you liked your doctor, I liked my doctor. I couldn't keep my doctor. I liked, you know, if you like your plan that you had, you can keep your plan. All lies, provable lies. And now all of a sudden he's out there pimping it again to try to prop up Biden in the election. And so it's okay when some people lie, but when other people lie, oh, we can't allow that person to even be heard on our network.
Yep.
It's insane.
It's insane.
And this is just going to keep going on day after day after day. So I try not to pay attention to it. That's what I do. The only way to do it is just not watch any television news, except, you know, clips of The View, so we can laugh at those morons.
Well said. Tony Bruno with us from Florida. As you can tell, if you're watching on YouTube, he's ready for opening day tomorrow. Red
yes.
eyeglasses, yep. blue Woo. T-shirt. Is yep. that Kenny or Krasner
That's
on that
my
shirt?
Jim Kenny tribute shirt.
There's his Jim Kenny tribute
because
shirt.
Because things are happening with SEPTA every day, and, you know, now you see the Market Frankfurt line where people having sex in an elevator there. I mean, you know, if you think SEPTA is in good shape right now, then you can thank this guy right here. This is the man who, for the last 8 years, helped Philadelphia become what it is today. The city that I love, my hometown, but a man whose practices and policies and pandering has led to the degradation of many neighborhoods. He didn't start the K&A thing, but he didn't help it. He wanted to put a safe injection site in South Philly right around the corner from where I lived, off of Broad and Mifflin. So this guy was the worst mayor because he was taking orders. And he's not even senile. And he was taking orders from the Obama administration people that were he hired and were giving him control from Washington, D.C. So if you don't think that this is corrupt, if you don't think Jim Kenney was just a stooge, if you think Larry Krasner is a good D.A., then you need to have your head examined.
I
have family in Philly, so I think about them every day, and I think about my friends there. I don't want to see Philly fail. I don't want to see SEPTA becoming a place where you can't go anymore for the most part. I mean, every single day they have more. They send out more unavailable. This line's not working. It's an operator error. There's not enough people showing up for work. There's people having sex inside an elevator at the Market Frankfurt Hunting Park, whatever stop it was. There's video all over the internet today of people having sex in elevators on the Market Frankfurt line. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And they want to add, they're waiting for $300 million federal dollars so they can get a couple new subway cars in there. It's just, and the woman in charge, these are the people you blame. You don't blame the employees. You don't blame the passengers. You blame that Leslie Richards woman who makes like $500,000 a year and never fixes anything in her administration.
Tony Bruno fired up. All right, let's get to some baseball as we wind things
baseball
down here.
Baseball action.
Phillies and
Braves.
Let me
open up a cold beer here.
Yeah,
first.
You got
let's
a cold
first
one?
Beer open.
All right.
Let me pour one off him.
Tony and Robin were out doing a little long toss in the yard. Bruno's got it up to about 93 on the radar gun. All right, so Braves, Phillies.
I got a softball in my first baseman's mitt. And you know, you put the Neat's foot oil in there.
Yep,
you ever do that when
you buy the rubber band?
You put the rubber band, you rub the Neat foot oil in Neat's.
Yeah.
Is it Neat's foot or Neat foot oil?
Neat foot.
You put that oil in there.
That's how you break it in.
You put the ball inside and then you tape it up.
Yep.
Don't put duct tape on it, though, because your glove will be nasty. You won't be able to see the beautiful logo on there.
Exactly.
And then you just go out and you get ready. Because, you know, they're all gone from Florida now. They all left. I'm still here. But baseball in earnest. And by the way, who is Shohei Ohtani's interpreter have for opening day?
Oh, that's a great question.
Great question.
Stalker, I want to know who he likes.
Can Stalker pull up the Anaheim? No, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers. I need I need the run total for that game for Ohtani's interpreter. By the way, are you buying that at all? That Ohtani had no idea that his interpreter was stealing and gambling millions of dollars? How is that possible?
And again, when I, you know, the weird thing is like the L.A. media, and I saw this, the Dodger media. Listen, we know local media in many markets, a lot of them are homers. They want, you know, listen, everybody's rooting for Ohtani. I said 2 weeks ago, this guy's going to be the hottest selling ticket in baseball. He's the new face of Major League Baseball, right?
Yep.
Everybody's going to want to see him. Even the Dodger haters want to see this guy. He is the marquee guy in baseball. So nobody's rooting for this guy to fail. I mean, even Giant fans and rivals of the Dodgers aren't saying, oh, this guy's a bad guy. Nobody wants to see him fail. I mean, even Pete Rose was joking. I heard you said jerking. He was joking.
Yeah, he might have been.
About you know, if he had an interpreter back in the 70s, none of this would have happened to him. Unfortunately, his interpreter was Guido in South Philly taking the numbers for him when he was with the Phillies, and he would call him in the locker room and say, yo, Guido, I'm a little light tonight. Can you give me a parlay? Give me the Pirates and give me the Phillies. I think Tug McGraw is going to go out there and really nail down a World Series win for by striking out Willie Wilson. I mean, so listen, these guys gambled. There's gambling going on everywhere in sports. You got NBA players now being suspended for prop bets. And here's the worst part of this, guys, is that baseball and football, these sports all hated gambling, right? Now they can't throw enough money at every sports league. Every sports league. Listen, I'm for legalized gambling because you have to have the money up front and you have to have it in an account before you can bet.
Mm-hmm.
And so the betting thing is just completely out of control. We've had officials in the past, Tim Donaghy, Philly yep. guy, involved in gambling scandals. We had the Boston College point shaving scandal. And now where you can bet in actual arenas like in Cleveland, you've got disgruntled fans screaming at coaches and threatening them for taking somebody out because they wanted the over and they needed one more basketball,
right.
One more score so them to hit.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people who are troubled, and that's why they say, and I know the one line that you have to say every day there, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Exactly.
And a lot
right.
of people don't.
Yep.
And a
yeah.
lot of people who bet illegally, like obviously the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, you know, this guy was betting illegally because mm-hmm. there's no legal gambling. And so I don't think Ohtani's going to get in trouble because they want to protect him. I get that. But they had 5 days since the story broke last week to sit around and say, okay, which are we going to go door number one, door number two, or door number three? And they went door number three, which was, I didn't know, you know, he was my friend and he was my blah, blah, blah. But I had no idea he was taking $3.5 million out.
Mm-hmm.
So they threw him under the bus. He's now with P. Diddy on a Gulfstream going down to the Caribbean for a couple of weeks. And nobody will see or hear from this guy again. So I don't. Does he have to file a W-2 or does he have to file income tax for $4.5 million in gambling losses?
I think you do.
Because if you owe somebody $4.5 million, that means you lost money.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
That's right.
If he was collecting money from a bookie, he wouldn't have to take $4.5 million, which the claim is,
right.
that this guy took the money. And I'm seeing all these L.A. reporters like, oh, you know, hey, a lot of players. What players? I don't know any athlete's agent, lawyer, or confidant who has access to a bank account in which they can go take $4.5 million out without the guy who has the account even knowing about
right.
it.
Right.
That's the part that smells bad. You know, if it makes sense, do I think Ohtani's a degenerate gambler? No, he doesn't have to be.
No.
I don't know if he was betting in Japan. Do they have legal betting in there?
Well,
I know in the Korean League we did. That's all we had to bet during the pandemic, remember?
Yeah.
ESPN was showing Korean League baseball games when there was no baseball in 2020.
Yeah, I was
so.
Betting that at 2 in the morning
yeah,
when I was wide awake.
I was just going to say that as you've written all
absolutely.
Over it.
Absolutely. Who did you like?
Which one of the... I took Korea minus 1.5. Hey, this is why they have banned, you know, sports betting for athletes, because they want to keep the integrity of the game. Let me ask you this last question, though, because speaking of bans, fascinating stuff that developed earlier this week in Florida, as Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, has now banned social media for children 14 and under. I think if you're 14 or 15, you need parental permission. Your thoughts on this, because we're all on social media. I was actually surprised. We put up a poll question yesterday on Twitter, and almost 4 out of every 5 voters on the poll said that they were in favor of the social media ban in Florida. I found that surprising. What's been the reaction in Florida to this?
I think most people think, you know, with the whole and the nonsense, even Dr. Jill was still talking about the don't say gay law, which never happened. So talk about spreading misinformation and debunked information. Dr. Jill's out there at the human rights thing where they were paying like $100,000 a seat to listen to her talk about stuff that didn't happen,
yep,
like the don't say gay, trying to convince people that what DeSantis did here in Florida when it came to kids reading pornographic books, that's what he did, that he removed all these great books, which he didn't. So the thing about social media, how do you prove if you're 14 years old? You know, when you go into a site, any site, and they say, yeah, are you over 18? What are you going to click? No. I mean, how do you know? You know, like, for example, Twitter, if you change your birth date on there by accident, which I did once, they will actually lock your account down, and then you have to send them proof of your age.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have proof to go into a liquor store. I go into a supermarket here at Publix and buy some wine, and I have to show them ID that I'm over 21. I'm like, dude, look at me. Look at me. I have to pull out my ID, and they have to scan it to,
yep,
buy booze.
Right.
And, you know, cigarettes. I don't smoke, and I don't buy cigarettes. So how are you going to police 14-year-old kids? And I don't think Twitter or any of these other sites are age verifying where you live and how old you are. So I don't know how they're going to do this. I mean, obviously it sounds good to parents who are worried about their kids being on their phone all day long. But the problem is the parents are on their phone all day long too.
It's true.
The parents are the ones who can't get off social media. They're like Robin. Robin's on 6 different devices every night before we go to bed.
Put the devices down, Robin.
Wait, device? How many sites are you on?
Wait, what kind of devices is Miss Robin on? Wait. Miss Robin.
No, on her tablet, she's playing a game. On a tablet, she's playing like Fishdom. And then on her phone, and I'm watching TV, and I'm like, come on, I got a Gold Rush show on. I want to see if I can go out and start panning for gold in Georgia,
yeah,
so I can make some extra cash. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Tony Bruno, woo! Great stuff, man, as always, brother. I think we covered it all. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I do have breaking news.
Oh, you do?
The National Weather Service is in Mount Holly, and by the way, their chief meteorologist has tickets to tomorrow's game, is saying the forecast is improving. So we're now less than 50% chance for showers tomorrow.
Ooh.
So it looks...
Let's play ball now. Let's play ball. Oh, yeah, baby. Let's play some baseball.
Wow. He's got his own baseball theme in the background.
No more dollar dog night, but bring your own. How many people will now Bogart and sneak in hot dogs? If it's a little chilly, don't forget, just put a couple hot dogs under your underarmpit.
Oh,
a little
gosh.
Aluminum foil. And if you want to have a couple of dogs, try to find ways to get them in, because I'm sure they've changed the security thing. Remember, it was the bags that you couldn't look. You had, yep, to have that little backpack, but you have, yep, to see through it. Make sure you have no water in there.
Oh, there
make
he
sure
is.
You don't have your medications in there.
All
you
right. Good stuff, brother.
Tony!
We love you.
There he is, Tony Bruno. There will be baseball.
Woo!
And there he is, live from Florida.
Action, yo.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, guys, have a good one.
You too. There he is, Tony Bruno, brought to you by Wawa with our new built-to-order wraps, which are here. It's all the flavor you love, wrapped up and ready to move with your day. Try an Italian or a Bacon Ranch chicken steak wrap today. Gotta have a Wawa. Fourth and final hour is on the way. Kale and Company, and we're back after this.
And baseball is back. We're talking a lot of baseball locally here with maybe the rain will hold out. But you know what? The rain never matters at Bet Parks for Wednesday. How's that bracket doing? Why not live bet all the tournament games on the Bet Parks Sportsbook app? Bet while you watch the action. This is the best time of year, right? College hoops, hysteria, plus baseball and golf are all back. Bet Parks is an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. So remember, you got to download the only sportsbook app I ever recommend. If I can use it, you can use it. Trust me, it's idiot-proof. The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. Get on there. Get in on the tournament action. Plus, play all your favorite casino games, which is so much fun. Make futures bets right now on Philadelphia baseball on the Bet Parks Sportsbook app. $25 wager on Philadelphia baseball to win. Their East Divisional pays out $87.50. $25 wager on Philadelphia baseball to win the league plays $150, and a $25 wager on Philly baseball to win it all pays $375. Top three faves to win it all this year. $25 wager on Los Angeles to win it all pays out $87.50. On Atlanta, $137.50, and on Houston to win it all, $200. New users, just join me. Download the Bet Parks Sportsbook app right now. You make a winning $10 sports bet, get $125 in sportsbook bonuses back. BetParks.com, BetParks.com has all the deets for you. It's so simple to use. Great offer, but you must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, or Ohio. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.